in the mornings. We had to take, we'd start the milking 3 o'clock in the morning. And 9 o'clock, the truck boy would be done separate the milk and be bringing it over here to Augusta, putting it out. Well, then we'd go back to bed and sleep till 9 o'clock, till he get back. He'd bring the dirty bottles from yesterday, crates of bottles. Then we'd go and light the gas heater and heat the water and wash all them bottles. Mm-hmm. Crepe them, put them in the crate, turn them down the drain. Next morning, they're ready to fill up again. Mm-hmm. But we had to take a bucket and water and a rag and wash all them cow bags before we milked them. Mm-hmm. They had to be clean.
Mm-hmm. Where did they keep the hay for them?
Well, they'd have, they got what they call a silos, a long, round thing building. Go up, way up in there. It's made out of brick, big round thing, and it's got a big door. Well, they put all, store all the stuff in there, and they throw it out when they're going to feed them. Get up there and...
They ever have another, like, a top part of the barn?
No, so they just had that outside. Uh-huh. And a big round brick thing. Uh-huh. Windows to it. And a ladder went up there.
So you could get up there.
And throw out the hay and stuff for the cows.
What do they feed the cows in the wintertime?
That's what they do. They
just save, out of there.
See,
huh?
They save all that during the summer. They raise all that stuff. And they put it in there, have that thing full when wintertime comes to feed them with. And good days, they'd graze them, let them out where they mm-hmm. could get green grass. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then the place where they let them out, they probably didn't call that a field. Where?
That's right, let them out in the field. They had a big fenced-in field back there.
Uh-huh. What kind of fence is it? Was?
Wooden fence, just picket fence.
Uh-huh.
Made out of planks. And they go right out the barn into that.
Uh-huh. There ever any other kind of fences around?
Well, a lot of people have picket fences, white fences. They got some around, some of them got them around the house now. But most of the white people now use wire from Sears Roebuck. Uh-huh. You know, they got that beautiful wire mm-hmm. go around their house. Pretty. Most of the white people that's able to buy that, they use it from Sears Roebuck.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of wire they had where, you know, it's got the sharp things on it, if you crawl...
You're talking about barbed wire.
Yeah.
They got that now around the top of them wires so nobody can climb over it. Uh-huh. They put barbed wire around the top.
Uh-huh.
Keep people from climbing over the fence. Some people will climb over, but that barbed wire, they can't climb over it, or they get stuck up, or they tap the clothes and get hung up there.
Do you ever see one of those kinds where they make a fence like they put some logs
know,
like that?
I know, that's right. Picket, they call that a cricket fence.
They ever have those around here?
Not anymore. They used to.
Did they used to?
You'd have to go kind of way out now to see them. But they used to have them.
Uh-huh.
Most of them just quit bothering with them.
Uh-huh.
But I thought they were cute.
Yeah. If they're going to put a fence up, every once in a while they put... How do they do that? They
put up posts.
They do?
They got a post hole digger.
Uh-huh.
Thing dig hole. And then you put the posts in there and pack the dirt around them and hit that. Then you hook your wire. Okay. But now they got them iron posts. Sears Roebuck, this wire they sell, this iron post, and it's got catches all up and down the post to hook the wire over the catches. You don't have to nail.
Okay.
It's pretty fences, though.
What about if you, let me see, if you,